Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo. Yo, yo, yo. What up, man? Happy Tuesday. It's your boy, Master Genesis.
It's Quartet.
Yeah.
Everything came together in a booth.
Yeah.
It can't be in the front, man. If you're a true quartet,
it's true quartet.
Yeah, it's got to be sharp and in the front,
okay,
like the nasal passage.
Well, great. Thank you for that lesson.
It can't be. You got to come from the back.
Amen.
Sound like a European horn.
Gotta be to the front.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you guys for joining us in the booth today. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
And if you would like to sponsor or advertise.
Oh, now you sing too.
We're in the booth. Just go to indiebooth@gmail.com.
Y'all saying two different things.
POD@gmail.com.
You say good. Here's a kind of walker and he over here with. All right. I don't even know why I bother. Great.
POD@gmail.com. POD@gmail.com.
Thank you.
I can't.
Somebody got to break out, boy.
I cannot.
Ah, man. Man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised to see, like, this topic in the news, man.
Yeah, man.
What are we talking about?
Scroll past my timeline. I said, hold up, no.
Wow.
What is we doing? Because we already had this show before.
Right.
We had the prequel. Yeah.
So the people know what we're talking about.
Talking about Monique, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all remember that show? We talked about Monique and everybody wanted to blackball and cancel and kick her out, and Netflix didn't want to work with her, and all the people she, you know, exposed and talked about, the Tyler Perrys, the Steve Harveys, and now had a little spat there. But Monique is back, people.
Come on, Monique is back.
Comedian Monique has posted to her Instagram that she has finished filming her special named My Name is Monique that will stream on Netflix. On Netflix.
Come on.
On Netflix.
Yes, on Netflix. So she got her show. Monique sued Netflix in 2019 for discrimination. Everybody went crazy and said, okay. The case was dismissed in 2022 with the two parties coming to a monetary settlement agreement.
So, which means she was right.
Yeah. See,
yep.
So she got money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got money
too. Hush money.
Yeah.
Like, go shut up here. Take this break. Yep.
And then one of the people she was in odds with, Lee Daniels even, whom she recently made up with after the feud lasted over a decade.
Wow.
Was the first in the comments sending her heart emojis. Is there a lesson to learn in this testimony of Monique?
Sure. I mean,
if you believe something, stay on your ground.
She stood her ground.
Against everybody. She went after who she was going after.
And got
And everybody else tried to blackball and
cancel.
Cancel culture came after her. And everybody trying to dig. And then you had the issue with, who was that on stage? Her and D.L.
Hughley.
You had that, and it just seemed like everything was coming. And then he went on his radio show and kind of came against it. And everybody said, yeah, Monique like that. That's just her woot, woot, woot. And Monique stood for what she believed in, and
she got her show
on the platform that she was at odds with, and they cut a check.
Wow. I mean, then handle it that way.
That's how you handle it.
Checks and specials are being made.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't respond until you really come after that money. And, mm-hmm. you know, when you are, you're saying this, because she probably screamed discrimination. Now, did she scream discrimination because she was black, because she was a woman, because she was a certain type of comedian?
What was black?
It was black.
Because they offered her $500,000 and they offered a white female comedian like a couple million or something like that. And she was like, why her? What the black community was trying to tell her is based off ticket sales and demand. She demands that. And, you know, Monique felt like, you know, and see, this is the thing. When that started coming up, then everybody starts saying stuff that, you know, has been held in or something. Well, you know, you ain't this, that, third anyway. You ain't no, you know, the kings of comedy is here and y'all so this. And all this stuff gets said. And then when it's over and then she come up and then, you know, said all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you talking about treading on awkward.
Oh, yeah, it is what it is, though.
You talking about treading on awkward. Yeah, you done said all that stuff.
I mean, now, comedians, they you got to have thick skin anyway. Yeah. You know, you talk about somebody, you might do a whole story, a bit about a person and see them, you know, be like, man, you made a lot of money off talking about me, you know, and they just got to be cool with it. Yeah, man, it was just jokes. These was just jokes, mm-hmm. you know, and so sometimes... You know, you say what you got to say. Sometimes you don't mean it. It's just good comedy, you know.
So do you think she's cool with not getting a public apology? Because obviously Netflix is not going to do that. You think
they apologize by cutting that check?
I'm saying. But some people will feel like you still need to say that you were wrong.
It's an undisclosed note.
You got
to
say Netflix.
It's enough that it's what's called hush money.
Yeah, that's
the apology right now. How many zeros?
Yeah. Oh, you ain't got to say nothing to me.
Hush, comma, hush. Okay, I'm hushing.
I'm hushing.
I think what the way the whole situation went about, I think that Netflix, watch this.
Conspiracy.
Okay.
What?
It blew up and all eyes got on it.
Hmm.
And it's like, we can capitalize on
it. Wow, this sounds familiar.
Let's give it a show because everybody gonna watch it now.
Yeah. Somebody smart.
Everybody's going to watch because she finna give all the beans.
Yeah.
She gonna go. Hmm. And Netflix probably like, hey,
let's get something.
Let's go ahead and, you know, because everything went viral. Everybody chimed in. It's all over the place. She went up after Oprah. She went after all the big names. And you know, this thing is, it's a viral moment. And this is how you make money in viral moments. Let's capitalize. Let's give her show and we get paid. I think that's what happened. Because everybody's gonna watch this show.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it now.
Everybody's gonna watch this one because she's gonna. Monique ain't gonna. She ain't gonna hold no punches, I know that.
She ain't gonna say nothing about Netflix, though.
Oh, no, not Netflix, but people that was trying to blackball her, I believe.
She's gonna say something about that, but she's not gonna say nothing about Netflix.
Netflix.
Pick this girl. She's not gonna say that part. But I mean.
I think they capitalized.
And they're getting ready to get paid off it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think they
I ain't mad at her. I ain't mad at them.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at
her.
Bennett and Bennett be men.
But yeah, I think that's what that's just my take.
That is classic.
Because everything was pinned together. They weren't budging.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden they bud, like, hey bro, she just kind of blew up. So
Yeah.
If we put something out, all the eyes are going to click and watch this.
Right.
So, I mean, business is business, but from her stance, usually when you see this, you don't see people come back.
True. Right. Right.
That's true.
When they come out and the black ball begins to happen,
it's a different age because if you're being blackballed from TV, let's say, then there was no internet. So that's your only way out. Like, you could be complaining, but you only complaining to your family or a couple of little clubs or whatever. But now you got the internet.
Yeah.
So you got followings. You got people that you can have retweet or repost your stuff. to I'm blackballing the internet, you know, I'm Netflix, they don't like black women or they, whatever she say, and she got enough people to catch that, then this is all internet stuff. This is different than just taking me off TV. See, that's why they got Kyrie, because he is on live sports. Right. He's a part of live sports. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? And so there's no other place that a platform is that big, like not on the internet. You can't, nobody's watching a basketball game on the internet like that. And so it's live sports. But when you're talking about her and her following on it, nah, they got to do something because she could shut it down. Like you out here on the internet with me.
Yeah.
Like we sending all the people to your platform. This is not TV. It's not TV. So therefore, if I'm making a lot of noise and they looking at all the tweets and all the posts and looking at the numbers on that and looking at how many people are sick, going down there, reading what people are saying individually, they're getting the temperature of the thing. You know what? I'm going to stop following Netflix.
Right. Because they will do that. Yeah.
You wanna cancel us? We're going to cancel you.
Especially black women.
Yeah.
They want to jump on board on
and
something.
And I'm telling you, they can do that to what they're doing to Kanye right now, or even
Kyrie,
and Kanye right now, but maybe in I would say 5 to 6 years, everything's gonna be on the internet anyway, and like the level playing field of an Adidas or Nikes is gonna be with the same dude that's across the street making shoes, like. Everything's gonna be on the internet. And so when the stores used to have the exclusive monopoly, yeah, and the TV used to have the monopoly, it's not gonna be like that anymore. Everything's changing. So it doesn't really, it's not gonna even matter. That's why they have to go with her. You see what I'm saying? Because it's not like this is TV. This is Netflix. And you are getting your people to watch based off of the fame of the people that you're putting on Netflix. You see what I'm saying? And so it's not like us just watching SportsCenter all day like we do, watch ESPN, and then people are made famous. They bring people to your attention. No, the people who have their attention points you to Netflix.
Yeah.
And so if you got somebody that's as famous as Monique saying, don't mess with Netflix. They hurt my feelings, or they discriminate against this or against that, then they lose a lot of people. And if it goes viral, they can kill a Netflix. Or if somebody will go to who you use, Hulu, or go to somebody else. You see what I'm saying? So nowadays, the entrepreneur have more power.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think
the game is changing.
I think it's the controversy. Controversy sells. So that the way it blew up, I think would it happen if it didn't blow up? If it was just they ain't want to give her a deal, and she kind
of... And it went away.
Yeah, and kind of went away, and she just, you know, it was just a phone conversation between them and him. She went back, and this stuff didn't make it to social media and didn't go back and forth with Steve Harvey or
They probably would not have. Yep.
She wouldn't have got that.
Yeah,
I think
the fact
right.
that it controversy sells, it blew up, you know.
But they had to do something because she probably made so much noise that somebody had to pick a side. And it's like, all right, you know, if you're loyal to my movement, then don't mess with them. Don't watch no more of their movies. Find a movie that you want to watch on another platform. Yeah.
But I think I don't know if she was that powerful, because the other comedians was like, well, I got Netflix, you know, specials. Don't boycott my, you know, money or whatnot. And I think that was the issue with why she stood alone.
Right.
It because Kevin Hart has Netflix on Netflix. Dave Chappelle is on Netflix. All these guys. Okay, well, then you boycott all the other black, you know, comedians.
Yeah, but she's a woman.
Yeah.
And so what's different than all of them people that you named is they're men. And if she got, let's say all of them got a piece of the market share of men when it comes to comedy and black men, then she's looking at her market share of black women and who's competing against her when it comes to black women in the market share. So if she has the majority, because you can look at how big a comedian is, but the market share is what they're paying attention to. And so if her market share is way bigger as far as how much of the piece of the pie she has, and like it ain't a lot of comedians that can stand with her on black female side. Not a lot. It might be some. I'm struggling to name a few right now besides Monique that could do stand-up comedy as a black female, and she know how powerful she is as a black female comedian. Then she know that you're going to lose the entire market share of African-American women when it comes to comedy, and I'm taking it somewhere else. And then they fear that, dang, she's going to take the entire market share of this, which spreads into other things. And so she's more powerful than a lot of people think. She's very powerful when you think about market share, because there's nobody else that can really stand up. I mean, you could do some stand-up comedy, but we don't know a lot of them that can stand up to Monique right now when it comes to stand-up comedy for female. Like,
Tiffany Haddish or?
Nah, they more on the other side, like
movies.
Wanda Sykes and stuff like that. Okay. Like, they're big, probably bigger than her, but they're a different audience.
Yeah, they don't have that. Monique is probably one person in the pond, a whale in a pond, basically. Yeah. Like, she got a big market share of female black comedians. Mm-hmm. Real urban, real, you know, cuss you out type of thing. Like you said, Tiffany. Oh, no, Tiffany Haddish could go both ways, but Wanda Sykes is more for, you know, popular crowd.
That's what I'm saying. Wanda's crowd
probably made more bigger. But still, it's like pop music to
and then the white girl that was getting the millions, I forgot what's her name. The white girl that was getting the millions, she demanded that. Like, she her numbers.
Yeah, her market share. Yeah.
So their names are bigger, but I think that I think it's just some of that controversy, that part that blew up is. Because, I mean, that's what they do. They'll exploit the situation. Like Amazon is exploiting the Kyrie Irving situation.
Yeah.
Right.
They take their numbers up on, if you're sitting at the top and it's business to you, then business is business.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. I think just business is business. Like, we ain't going to give you that much. All right, cool. You say whatever you want to say. Well, you know, you do got a little following, but, hey, this thing blowing up. Look at these. This thing went viral. Oh,
not to bring up old stuff, but remember we were talking about the BLM and how they took advantage of the situation.
Business is business.
Business is business.
We
on board now. That's what we stand for. So
yeah.
They just took advantage of the situation.
They exploiting the drama.
The drama. That's what it was.
The drama they saw. I think it's when Monique started going out to big names. It's when everybody like, oh, you going out to Oprah, you going out to Steve Harvey and DL.
What she say about Oprah?
Her and Lee Daniels, you know, I don't know exactly what the gripe was, but that they were a part of it. And she felt like they were part of the, I don't know, whatever, that's a part of the black ball and the handlers or whatever. I don't know.
Steve Harvey's too? The same thing?
I don't know what happened with Steve Harvey. I think Steve Harvey said something in the moment where he could have, you know, helped her. He was trying to tell her to pipe down or, you know, whatever. You know, this is about money. Calm down. And she was like, no, you didn't come to my back. You didn't come to back for me as a black man. And, you know, I'm a black queen and we're in the same industry. You know, Monique, you know, you should come to my, you know, back. And, you know, we're supposed to be family. So I think they spat over that. But, I mean, she was in contention with a lot of big names. And that's what the drama built the moment.
Yeah.
I think she the way she did it, I don't know if it's intentional, but I mean, she's a woman and
she got to do what she got to do.
Yeah, but she ain't going to hold her tongue. She just came out and was like, you know, if I'm going to get blackballed, I'm going to expose y'all while I'm being blackballed. And that drama is what Netflix said. Let's get this money.
Ching, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's an exploitation.
Because you can't really blackball internet successes. No. Like you can blackball me from Netflix.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Netflix is really on the internet. They're streaming. They're not on regular TV, yeah, which people take what you give me. Like if I watch TBS, TNT, ABC, whatever, I just, whatever's programmed, that's what I'm going to watch. No, Netflix is all on demand. Like you go to that knowing what you want to watch, or you search through it, and then that's a platform. So that's different. So she's like, y'all out here with me. We the right ones sending business to y'all. Y'all
it's
writing
not like
checks.
NBA we, and Kyrie.
I'm
right.
Why
right
didn't
NBA
she just go to Hulu or somewhere else?
Well, I feel like, you know,
like
maybe,
if you
been, but
why,
maybe
why she ain't like, oh, that's all you can offer? Okay, I
you
I'll
can
go
you
here
can go to Hulu, but I mean, it's like still y'all handing like out checks. I think she still wanted to get some money out of that situation and still wanted to, because if they're thinking like she gonna sue us, she probably gonna win.
And Netflix,
and then she gonna go to
Hulu.
Let's just give her some money. Cause they gonna, cause we gonna lose money in the lawsuit, and we gonna lose money cause she gonna go over there, and everybody gonna want to see it because of the drama. So let's just give her the money, and that's how they think. You know, we would have been proud for, look, I ain't giving you nothing. Go on to Hulu. You can go to Hulu. You can go to Julu. You can go to
Julu.
I don't care what you do. You know, and they're like, hey, nah, let's get the money, cause if we're gonna lose, or if we're gonna be confronted, or even if we're gonna be brought up on discrimination charges, we don't want black people to not subscribe to Netflix. Because then you start seeing how many black people subscribe to Netflix.
Which is a lot.
And all that type of stuff. So you're like, we don't want discrimination. We don't want them to have to make a choice or pick. Let's just, that's okay. Let's just calm down. Everybody just calm
that's
down.
How they talk.
Anybody want coffee?
Yeah, that's how they talk.
Anybody
you
want
got new
coffee,
voice.
Tea?
Where you that one from?
Anybody want coffee, tea?
Yeah.
Coffee,
and
tea?
Yeah, we're
gonna get you right now.
He's right. The slave right now. No,
we're
slave.
Willing
or
to make you a handsome offer.
A handsome offer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Handsome.
Yeah. We're hush, comma, hush.
Hush, hush.
Comma, hush.
Hush, hush, hush.
Comma, hush, hush. And we'll give you your own special. No, okay. Well, there it is. That's this meeting is adjourned.
Yeah. I'm hushing.
Yeah. It is what it is.
As long as you don't say nothing about us.
Some people will think that's sellout money.
That's probably what's going to be the backlash.
I don't know if it's sellout, because that's what she wanted anyway. She just wanted more money. Like, she just felt like, nah, you ain't going to give me $500,000. Okay, well, if she got more money, then she didn't sell out. She got what she wanted.
Well,
that's not a sellout.
You think Kaepernick sell out?
Did Kaepernick sell out?
Yeah, he took a lot of money, you know, hush money, to stop his call. You see, he stopped.
They said he got.
Yeah. Undisclosed. You would have took it? Or you'd
depending on how much money it is. How much hush, zero, zero, hush. Zero, zero, zero. Yeah.
We can't talk
how many
about it.
Y'all
hushes
sound like Morse code.
Yeah. How many of hushes
zero, zero, zero
and commas are together?
We can't talk about it. Nobody can know what you got except your family.
Hey, if it's enough hushes and commas,
yeah.
I'll hush with my commas.
Yeah. Like, what's your name, boy? Kunta.
Yeah.
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 What's your name, boy?
But
Toby,
bro.
Hey, they give you that money. I mean, I ain't with selling out for money, but
I mean, I don't think it. I mean, it's to me. I don't think she sold out.
I will out take a handsome offer if I need to change my mind on something. I will change my mind. I won't sell out.
Yeah,
but I will change my mind,
especially if there's other options.
I'll be like, man, y'all crazy if y'all think I'm gonna take $500.
Yeah.
What about $600? Sold. What I'm saying?
But why you
y'all
crazy out your mind?
Bro, I'm gonna sue y'all for
the white girl. If I got 2 million, you gonna
I'm gonna sue y'all for $10 million, but I sell it out of court for $5 million.
I got $1 million.
So.
You just doubled your money. Yeah. I'm gonna get y'all for 10, but I'll take 5.
I'll take 5 right now.
$1 million.
We'll give you $1 million. So,
yes,
business. But I mean, the whole in the moment, do you start, because she started going after people, do you start going after people that really ain't got?
I mean, if she feel like somebody has something to do with
that's
it,
what,
if
that's
you,
what,
if you feel like
that's
you get,
what led to the drama
if you feel like you're getting blackballed,
you're not getting here.
If you feel like you're getting blackballed and people helping, then you just got to start. And that. You might as well just, hey.
And you, sir.
Nino Brown.
Yes.
Yeah. If I'm going down, I'm taking everybody.
You know, I mean, Nino Brown.
It just is what, if it's blackballing their
like
partner.
Like, I'm on a local level, at a job, something.
No, but I think for this, it helped a lot.
Yeah, I know what it did for this one. I know that's
what normal situation. A normal situation, probably not.
You saying that that happened on a local level with a job,
and yeah, with a job,
but if somebody got something to do with it,
you would bring everybody else down.
Just, if everybody set me up, not the Lord tell me, which
I don't know.
If I have like been in a place where the Lord up, say
like you
you just feel like you didn't get support.
You're not gonna get a raise on a job or something. They say you want to raise somebody,
and they gave it to you.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, man. That joker, that be sleep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling.
You telling?
Man, he be sleep every time, man. I be working. Y'all think it's us. It's me. Look at the cameras.
I know we look the same, but.
Look at the cameras.
Yeah.
That joker be sleep, man.
Yeah.
Look at the cameras, boss.
And they gonna look at it, and you be back there on the boxes in the dungeon.
Now, that one day, you caught me at a weak point. You know, I just got out of church. I just got out of church. We was in an all night revival. And,
You caught me today.
You know, yeah. But the other days,
that was him.
But do you think that's integral to do that?
Integral? It depends on how the people coming at you. I mean, you could defend yourself. If somebody saying something about you, you could say something. You could defend yourself. You could get the truth about the situation. Because sometimes people messing up on the job and they thinking it's you.
Yeah.
And it's not you. So do you not say anything if it's not you? And they're blaming you for something somebody else is doing?
Well, then, yeah.
You got to say something. Like, no, that wasn't me. It wasn't me. Now, I don't want to tell you who it was, but it wasn't me. Now, if I have to tell you who it was,
I'm a snitch.
Yeah,
then it's him.
But it's him.
Like, if it's me at a job, yeah.
But I mean, you know, y'all can't do me like that, because with it not being me, if you fire me, I'm a sue, and I'm gonna get the, you know. Well, so
shout out to Monique, man.
Yeah, do
that. Shout out to Monique
for
getting it done,
for overriding the black ball, because she was catching it, bro. They was burying her, dude.
I just pray all of these relationships are being mended.
I mean, I believe so. I believe so.
She didn't. And they awkward now because said everything.
Right. I hope she didn't burn a whole bunch of bridges.
I ain't saying there's words that been said that now, you know.
I don't think it's going to be awkward. She meant what she said, and people said stuff back. Now, it could be, I apologize, or let's get past it. Yeah, but it ain't going to be awkward.
Yeah, that's.
Awkward?
I told the truth.
Yeah, I told.
Awkward
them
being,
apologies is just old. Yeah.
Awkward is being broke.
Yeah.
Awkward is being broke.
Yeah. Awkward is when the lights is out
and we looking at each other in the dark.
But if we get paid, if I don't live with you, then it ain't awkward. I see you at the thing. I speak to you. You don't speak back. Okay, cool. Who else gonna know that? Whatever. You know, maybe you didn't see me. I give that to you. Mm. Yeah. Whatever. I still got my money. Whatever. I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? Yeah. I'm moving on.
Okay.
All right, man. Three things, man.
Three classes you would take today if you were forced to take three classes. Math, P.E.
No, not math.
That you would take today?
If you were forced.
Math.
I'm good on math.
P.E.
P.E.
Yeah, that's a class.
I'm talking like a
home ec.
I was about to say cooking.
Yeah.
I'd take home that class.
High school class?
Yeah,
high school.
College.
Oh, college.
Yeah.
Vocal training, piano.
I would take
music class.
Videography.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I would do that. Graphics.
Man, they got all kind of stuff.
I would
take studio.
Studio.
Yeah, I'd take studio, piano,
yep.
And video.
That's me. It. That's mine.
Yeah,
that's mine.
Yeah, give me the video.
I hated piano. I hated piano. Why did I even say that?
But you would want it right now.
No.
Yes.
I hated piano. Let's change that. Video. Vocal. I do vocals again.
I would not do vocals.
And then studio.
I would do studio, graphics,
studio,
and cooking.
PE.
Graphics.
No, swimming. Swimming was.
Oh, swimming I love, yes. I learned how to swim in college.
Yeah, swimming.
Yeah.
Man,
I learned how to swim in college.
I've been swimming all my life. My daddy did pools.
Oh yeah, that's right. But yeah, we had swimming lessons right down at Ely.
Yeah, I have.
We took swimming lessons starting at 5, 6 years old right there at Ely every summer.
Yeah, that was my biggest accomplishment. I felt like in college that I learned how to swim.
You went to swimming lessons or you just?
Had a class. You had to take swimming.
Oh,
we had a class, and you can get out of the class if you wade in the water for 30 minutes.
Hey, I couldn't do that.
So I waded in the water for 30 minutes. That was it. One day of school. That's it. One day of school.
Had so yeah,
swimming. Had the rest of the semester off.
Pool on our camp.
Yeah, we had.
Y'all ain't had no pool.
Oh, you know we had.
Well, y'all like.
I bet y'all did.
Y'all
yeah.
like that swimming in the kiddie pool, yeah. boy. Just
right there in the lake. Just is that 30 minutes yet?
This leech is on my back. No.
Legs all in the water.
Yeah. Yeah, I would take them three. I would take swimming.
I would do graphics.
I would definitely do cooking.
Graphic, studio, video.
Yeah.
I got everything I need right now.
Three things your friends had that you wish you had growing up.
A BMX bike.
I wanted that.
My dad gave me a Huffy.
I had a motorbike, but I wanted another one. I tore mine up. A motorbike. Mona won't let me get one now, so
I wanted a half pike too.
I had a dream that I was in a moped. I like moped too.
I had one down the street, and my dad wouldn't let me go that far up the street, so I wanted one.
We'll see.
But all the other kids could go down there, so they all working coming down the high pike on bikes and skateboards. I could never go down there, but I always saw it in his front yard when we got on the bus. I just rode by like, dang. Joker had a half pike and had another ramp, and all the kids down there. I was like, man, I want a half pipe.
I don't know what else they had
My friends had two-story houses, so I thought that was just so magical.
I never had stairs growing up.
But me once too. I got a four-track in high school and started doing music,
yeah.
My dad brought me that. I went to the house.
Yeah.
That I ain't want nothing else.
Yeah.
That music thing did it. I had a four-track. I didn't even know I wanted it till he bought it. But I don't know. I'm trying to think about anything else I want.
And clothes, too. What's faded jeans? When faded jeans came in, but we were still wearing them.
The Wranglers.
Yeah, we had them Levi's, them solid colors, and everybody had faded. But but
when you used to iron and had the crease in the middle, we had
just straight blue jeans.
Real blue jeans.
Yeah, no faded, no nothing. Man, everybody had them faded jeans, man. And the way I used to get them is how I used to get clothes.
Craigslist.
No.
There was no Craigslist back then.
But made it wipe on Craigslist. But
no, I used to go over my friend's house to spend the night.
And bleach them?
No.
Man
with
made
no
white.
Clothes.
Oh, so you can
and
take
they had
clothes.
To give me clothes.
Oh, boy, I was like, naked? Why you going back?
But you here wrong, bro. You here. No, I wouldn't take any clothes.
You said you went over there no clothes?
No, I said with no clothes. I didn't take any clothes with me. Yes. So they would have to give me clothes.
Yeah, that means.
And like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know,
then he used to take his clothes.
And wouldn't bring them back.
That's what Small Hands
that's
does.
That's how I had my first pair of faded jeans.
Shout out to Small Hands. That's what he does when he come over our house.
That's funny.
That's what I do.
Small Hands.
I go through the closet and be like, hey, bro, you know. I didn't dirty these
like,
up.
What did I want that I didn't? I'm trying to remember.
He had
Atari games, Nintendo.
Man, me and Atari Tecmo Bowl, but 77 Zip. I never forget it, boy. I stopped playing video games from that day to this day, boy. Yeah. You talking about the Soul Loser? Yeah.
That joke there is traumatized, bro.
That joke beat me 77-0 on Tecmo Bowl, bro. That joke kept throwing touchdown. Touchdown.
Hey, man, put in the chat three things you wanted growing up. I want to see this. I want to read it.
Yeah,
put that in the chat. I'm interested to see everything what did y'all like. And then, after you do it, before you do that, hit like and share. You know what I'm saying? Hit like and share. Hit like and share.
Stuff we can play.
We ain't playing nothing today. So,
we hit them
with a bottom man, a quartet.
You know what it is
when we in the booth.
In the booth.
Speak it to the host, speak it to the youth.
See
it time hoppers, you gon' see the fruit.
See
who you can take, gotta put a pin in the room. Get the get the bag, gotta get the new.
See it out of
the
mind.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I did with Captain
Joe. What are you doing? What is happening?
It's wrong.